A poltergeist is said to be a noisy and meddlesome spirit which has the power to move physical objects, sometimes even heavy pieces of furniture, and toss them about the room. A poltergeist is a ghostly presence which can inhabit an entire house or a single room, an attic, or a basement, or even a child's dollhouse, such as the dollhouse of Millie Riggs. She collected dollhouses of a unique and unusual sort, and when she died in 1898, at the age of 43, Miss Millie Riggs had collected over 20 of them. They stood in rows along the walls of her gloomy London flat, which, apart from these miniature houses, was astonishingly empty, except for a single chair and a table and a half-burnt candle which, when lighted, cast bleak and ghostly shadows on the walls and ceiling. The effect of this scene upon her landlady, Mrs. Collins, when she heard the shot and found her there that cold January evening, was at once bizarre and chilling. For Millie Riggs had been shot to death, but no gun was ever found. No gun, that is, except the child's play gun, a mere toy which rested on the floor of one of the dollhouses, the house before which she lay, her hand reaching up, grasping at the center of the door, as though to close it tightly once and for all, to keep its dreadful secret confined forever. This strange and uncanny dollhouse, which you see here now before you. I am not at liberty to tell you exactly how we obtained the dollhouse of Millie Riggs, for one of the conditions of purchase was that certain details would forever remain secret. Her landlady claimed that Millie Riggs was insane. Not the noisy insanity of the mad, but the quiet insanity of the secluded and depressed, those who retreat from the touch and companionship of others. For not only was Millie Riggs almost totally obsessed with things occult, she was also afflicted with that most romantic of all Victorian illnesses, deep and abiding melancholy. She lived in her room. Her room was her world, decorated only with memories that were never shared, memories known only to herself, and, of course, with the miniature houses that she loved. Nor were these ordinary dollhouses with furniture and walls. No, they were empty shells, as empty perhaps as her own life. And it was said that Millie Riggs would sit for hours staring into the empty spaces, waiting, waiting, waiting for a sign and dreaming of a fullness that never was hers. Some days before her death, she told Mrs. Collins that finally she had broken through. "To what?" inquired the landlady. "Why, to the other side," Millie Riggs replied, with a curious stare that was both sad and dreamy. "The other side of what?" "The other side. The other side," but she didn't finish her sentence. Instead, she tossed her head back and laughed, a disconnected laugh that troubled the older woman. "You see," Millie then said sharply. I sit for hours watching, waiting for a sign, and the sign has now been given, and it is in the house, with all its power, its wonderful and frightening power. It is in the house. The landlady was puzzled. You will see, Millie Riggs laughed. You will see when it's time. 2 days later, she was dead. In certain occult circles, the story grew that a poltergeist really did inhabit the dollhouse, and that this poltergeist had become Millie Riggs' spirit lover. Together, so the story goes, they had planned and executed the death of Millie's physical body so that her spirit might join him forever in the child's dollhouse.